Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:09 on Tuesday. We are going to start the trash here. And it's brought to you by our daily Zoom calls. You're adorable, Nicole. Make sure you tune into our show and follow the Alice Instagram, and you'll see who has the best background in our Zoom calls. Is Vinny even there? He's not even there.
I think
it's just me and you.
I know.
I see something too, but it might just be his mic. Chair. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
His background is you.
Yeah.
Your background is Kris Jenner's house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hanging at the Brynn and I are hanging at the beach. He looks like he's on more of a tropical beach. I'm more like a rugged, you know, California coastline beach. And yeah, Vinny is back. And
oh,
there's
no.
Vinny.
We were on.
And Vinny's. It's all right. It's fine.
How long has it been?
5 to 10 minutes, something like that.
Get out of here.
So anyway, trash brought to you by our daily Zoom calls. Tune into our show or actually, tune into the Alice 973 Instagram and we put little clips up and you'll be able to see all our little backgrounds. We're having fun on Zoom.
I walked out of here to find the baby crying on the camera and the missus out for a run. So I went
and
got the baby.
Oh my God, what fun.
I just changed a diaper and then the missus came walking in. I'm like, take this, I gotta go. And then here I am late. Sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
I changed a number one diaper though.
Well, it's good that it was only a number one,
mm-hmm.
You know? That's always the one you want to change. Change a bunch of those, and then you'd be like, look, I just changed a bunch. I think this is your turn now.
Right.
And frankly, this is a show that has it everybody else's back, you know?
Thanks. That's nice of you.
When you got to change a diaper, even if it was an elephant dump, we're down, Ben. Don't you
that's
worry
nice.
About it. When I have coronavirus, you guys stepped right up for me, so thank you.
Right, took the day off and went surfing. It was
exactly. Perfect.
No,
listen, you know, you didn't yell at me. I felt very supported, frankly. I felt bad calling in sick from the place you're already at.
This is the sound of my response to your sick call. That was me heading for the beach like a rocket ship.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Sure. Celebrities, activists, politicians all took to social media yesterday celebrating the landmark Supreme Court decision that protects LGBTQ plus in the little plus sign. Where's the number two? Isn't there a number two in there too? Americans from workplace discrimination under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which previously prohibited discrimination on the basis of sex, and then the court ruled 6-3 that any workplace discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity is also prohibited. So it was a big deal yesterday, and it's awesome because it's happening in the middle of Pride Week. Lots of celebrities and politicians and lawyers, you know, everybody who has any sort of something to say about it is saying it. Star Trek actor George Takei, I think it is. He identifies as gay and said on Twitter, "Today we mark another milestone in our struggle for equality with a victory in the Supreme Court extending Title VII non-discrimination protections to LGBTQ." Oh,
the two is
day.
Pretty far, Sarah. It's like LGBTQQIP2SAA.
You know what's wrong with inclusiveness? There's only one thing wrong with inclusiveness, and it's the fact that you have to keep changing the name of your cause. Like, man, that is, someone keeps going, what about us?
Yeah.
All right, add another letter.
Put another letter in there. So maybe that's what the plus sign's all about, just like LB.
And more.
LGBTQ plus means plus all the rest of y'all.
That's really
what it is. Which, you know, but then people who are in the plus category are like, well, F you. I don't get my own letter.
Again, the problem with inclusiveness is the
I want my own letter,
right.
Vinny.
That's, you know.
Why is it a problem? Throw another letter in.
Be something that might actually come easily off the lips
and everyone
can sort of. I'm all for the cause, and I could not say all the letters. Like,
no,
what Bridget
started.
I don't
know all the letters, yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Plus two, minus four, square root of whatever.
I thought we were good at LGBT, but, you know,
Q
that's me.
Plus.
QQ. There's two
QQ. Back to back. Well, look, they're not putting that in all the stories. Well, I really do need to write a song to make it. You know, so for my own mnemonic device so that I can know all the things and say it right every time, you know, something that rolls off the tongue. LBGTQ.
See, you can't do it either.
I do too. Everybody, I love you. Something like that. You know, see, I just wrote another song. It's an awesome one. Let's see. Ellen DeGeneres called the decision historic. She was not alone in saying that. Pete Buttigieg shared his take on the news via Twitter. He is the openly gay mayor of, is he like an Indiana guy? Yeah, there it is.
I don't think he's still in, is he still in office?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he dropped out in order
mayor,
to be,
yeah,
a former presidential candidate, maybe I should say. He tweeted today, hashtag SCOTUS, that's the Supreme Court of the United States of America. Has ruled that no LGBTQ American, even he is just limiting it to five, can be fired because of who they are or who they love. It was only 11 years ago this summer I took an oath and accepted a job that I would have lost if my chain of command had learned that I was gay. Buttigieg said, firing us wasn't just permitted, it was policy. As of sunup this morning, many parts of America did not fully protect queer Americans from workplace discrimination. Despite the Civil Rights Act, this is a major step, but make no mistake, a federal equality act is still urgently needed. So, and listen, everybody weighed in on this. If you want to read what people tweeted, it's as simple as going to Google. Well, there's just a little bit.
All right.
One of the things that I miss in my world is Jon Stewart. I think the Daily Show started right around the time that we came on the air with, I think Craig Kilborn was the first host.
He was.
And
good,
he was on there
call.
For a little while. And then Jon Stewart took over. And that's when the show just, I mean, it just was part of my normal daily routine. I really enjoyed not just that it was news of the day and political, but it was funny. You know, he was a guy who knew how to deliver things and keep you interested in them. My attention span is very small, so, you know, I needed that. And I miss his take on stuff. A lot of, he comes on Steve Colbert's show a lot. So I do see him still from time to time. And you know, occasionally you'll see him. He'll go and make a comment. He goes on Fox occasionally and, you know, wherever.
Stewart does.
Yeah, he'll go on there and get in a fight with somebody. He's totally down. But I miss him on The Daily Show. I miss sort of my daily dose of him. And I like Trevor Noah. I will confess, I don't watch the show every day anymore. I think he's funny, but I don't know. There was just something about John that I watched toward the end. I watched as much for John as for anything else that was on there.
Wait,
towards the end of my time watching daily, watching that show with John, I was as much a fan of John as, like, he was the reason I watched that show, I guess. And so and it's been 5 years, which I can't even believe it. When I was reading the story and they say he left the show 5 years ago, I'm like, that was a quick 5 years. Like, I feel like Trevor Noah is the new guy, and he's not. He's been on there for five years.
You're
now.
Right. You know, I've never talked, or maybe, I don't know if we ever talked to Jon Stewart, but I'm a fan. I think he's a really talented dude. The problem, I'm guessing, I'm betting, I believe, with that gig is that as that show got bigger, the political correctness probably made it so difficult to do comedy that he was in a position where he had to really get his facts right for his stories more than he had to concentrate on the comedy of the show. I just think that's a tough situation to be in.
Well,
you've got people really watching now.
Right. Oh, no. People were.
Getting their news from there. Right.
Yeah. I have no idea if that's. He basically, when he left, he said, you know, the people who watch the show deserve someone who's got their eyes on it. He's like, I don't know how long he'd been doing it, 13 years or something. He was making bank on that place. And now he. 16 years. Jesus.
Yeah,
you know,
99.
I guess he was done with it. But he now, they have like an animal rescue farm, him and his wife. Like
good
that's
for them.
That's what he does. You know, they rescue animals. I think that's great. And he wanted to make movies and stuff. In fact, he did he's got something that he's written up that's ready to get filmed. Anyway, he did a big interview with the New York Times and, you know, talking extensively about what's going on in the world right now. And I grabbed a couple quotes from it. He said, "The police are, in some respects, a border control, and they patrol the border between the two Americas. We have that so the rest of us don't have to deal with it. People say, I'm tired of everything being about race. Well, imagine how effing exhausting it is to live that. You know, we're in a bizarre time of quarantine. White people lasted 6 weeks and then stormed a state building with rifles shouting, 'Give me liberty.' This is causing economic distress. I'm not going to wear a mask because that's tyranny." He said that's 6 weeks versus 400 years of quarantining a whole race of people. So he had a lot of stuff to say about it. And it's a long article and they cover everything. And if you want to read the New York Times article, you know, I subscribe to the Times, so I was able to read it. But I don't know if that's one of those ones that, you know, there's a paywall up at a lot of sites now.
I've used up my stories every time.
Right, you get like two free a month or something, and then you have to...
Every time. Yeah. And I see some good stories I want to read and click on them and go, damn it, man.
It is funny, all though. Right. I feel like if I use up my allotment month after month, I wind up just subscribing because I'm like, well, clearly I'm going here. So, but if you don't subscribe, maybe it's your free article for the month. And if you love Jon Stewart, and I do, it's worth a read. All right. Ford Motor Company.
Yeah.
They are going to release this summer a brand new Ford Bronco. And they're going to release it on 7/9/20, the day that marks O.J. Simpson's 73rd birthday.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. They did.
I mean, not
bit.
Funny, but
it's kind of funny, though. It is kind of funny.
Do you remember the joke they did on Arrested Development about that?
No.
The television show Arrested Development, I forget which one of them was going to be buying a new car, and they were going to the Ford dealer, and it had the joke, and I can't remember it because it had a few moving parts, but it was about how the Bronco was removed from circulation because of this, you know, O.J. Simpson chase, yeah. The escape, you know, and then the car that replaces it, do you know what the name of it was?
Is it the Escape?
It's the Escape, of all things. That was the joke that they were, you know. So I don't know if Ford actually has some kind of sick sense of humor.
Well, they must, because they're going to reintroduce the Bronco on his birthday.
On his birthday, like,
you know. And they're, you know, they know.
But they named the Bronco replacement Escape. It's so weird.
So funny. To a local Ford dealership.
Yeah, the Bronco's been discontinued. We're trying to shed that whole fugitive on the run thing. This is the Escape.
What a fun name.
There it is.
What a fun name.
We're trying to shed that whole fugitive image. This is the Escape.
Yeah.
What the hell?
So he said, let's see, he being the Ford Motor Company, they announced the upcoming car with a little message on Twitter that says 7/9/20, the wild returns. And then there it is, the Broncos logo superimposed over an open road. #Ford Bronco, #built wild. The wild returns.
All right. Well, then, for you know, and brilliant job, Bryn. Thank you for finding that.
Yeah, that was a quick find there.
My pleasure.
Yeah. The car chase, the slow speed chase that was on for hours when we all went, what now? What's happening now? It remains the on the most watched news events of all time. Because everybody went, I'm sorry, you're saying to me, OJ Simpson's in that car? What's happening?
Yeah, well, I forget which playoffs were on. Was it the NBA? But something big was happening that day that had everybody near their TVs to begin with.
Yeah. And so everyone went, I'll watch this. And it went on and on and on and on. Let's see, what do I have time for here? The Oscars have been pushed back to April 25th, and they're going to actually extend the eligibility window. So if you, if you throw an Oscars party every year, here you go. April 25th is the day. This, I'm glad I'm getting to this. I pushed it back because there's important things to talk about. But this is just, this is what I want to talk about. You remember that chick, Courtney Stodden?
Nope.
She was 16 years old and she married a 50-something-year-old dude.
Wow. Yep.
And I can't think of his name, but they, you know, she just wanted
Doug. Doug.
Yep. Yes. Go.
Doug. Wait, was his last name Stodden?
No. His last name. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it.
Because they were married, right?
They were. But she was, I think she was, they don't have the guy's name. She's divorced
Hutchinson.
From him now.
Hutchinson.
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 Doug Hutchinson? Mm-hmm. Pull Doug. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Anyway, Courtney Stodden, right? So she's this, and she was cute. She's a cute girl. She had a bunch of stuff done. You know, she's a little blondie, and she was trying to be like a country star for a while there, too.
She had a bunch of stuff done.
She had a bunch of stuff done to herself.
You just slip that in there.
Yeah, she's a cute chick, bunch of stuff done.
All right.
Some enhancements. Bryn, can you please find the picture of her going out to lunch with Brian Austin Green? You got to see this. Like, he's like in a Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon t-shirt, and she is wearing a top-to-bottom leopard skin dress, like, in the middle of the day. Like, it's, I don't know. But Brian Austin Green, he goes from Megan Fox to Courtney Stodden?
Oh. Well, Megan I don't, Fox so is you're hot. saying they're dating?
I don't know. They went out for lunch, so.
Because I do remember her now, and she's got that stripper look. She's got that bleached blonde hair, big bolt-on boobs, and hardly any, and kind of not even stylish, but hardly any clothes in a stripper way.
Yeah, well, this is definitely a stripper dress. It's leopard print.
And not look, I know a lot of people who love strippers. I'm not,
clingy.
It's not my
thing.
Oh, sure.
Look, people go for that look. Oh, yeah, there's the picture. Can you zoom in on that's the one. Zoom in on that one. There she is.
She's exactly how I imagined her. Yeah. She's got the bleach blonde hair and although that's a long dress.
It is. It's
much
it's
longer
a,
than
it's
I would
very,
have bet.
Very, very clingy. Mm-hmm. Actually, in this picture, it almost looks, well, no, it's definitely a dress. I was thinking it looks like a cat suit. Anyway, congratulations on him picking up another hot chick after Megan Fox decided she was done with him. I just thought you might enjoy hearing.
They're
what
going together
I don't
now.
Know. I don't know, Ben. They went to lunch. Is that did they bang after? I don't know. Will they bang in the future? I don't know. We'll see. I'm watching it though. Don't worry. If anything happens, I'll let you know. She's pretty. See how pretty she is? Pretty girl.
I don't know. Is that? Yeah. Well, there is everything I described.
There's all the other stuff. Yeah,
I've got her
number.
She is
strapped into that dress. There's no question, and the press-on boobs are prominent. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
So much good stuff after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.